On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Airports Companies South Africa says funding delays have stalled critical infrastructure upgrades at its nine major airports. OR Tambo International this week was hit by a four-hour fuel disruption that affected nearly 500 flights. The management company's CEO, Mpumi Mpofu, says the fuel valve mechanical issue has since been resolved and they're ready for the influx of holidaymakers over the festive season. She admits, though, that they're still in recovery mode since the pandemic. Mpofu was speaking in Gauteng yesterday.
We are in month 8 of a recovery implementation program. When we don't allow you to understand that, we give you the impression that everything has been normal since 2020. The reality is that it hasn't. Our investment cycle literally started in April. So what you're seeing is a rollout program that is currently underway. Certain things are still in procurement. Things are coming and going to be implemented.
The Supreme Court of Appeal has ordered former Social Development Minister Batabile Dlamini to repay over 2 million rand to Social Security Agency SASSA. This is for the procurement of private security for herself and her then spokesperson, as well as their children in 2013. According to court papers, Dlamini claimed that she and Lumka Olifant were threatened after SASSA terminated payments to bogus beneficiaries in 2012. In the ruling, the judge declared the procurement of security services from Durban-based security company Vuko Security illegal. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party supports calls for an inquest into the assassination of Chris Hani. The struggle icon's family and the SACP have both called for the probe. His killer, Janusz Walusz, was last week deported to his home country of Poland after he was granted parole for Hani's murder in 1993. Speaking in Durban yesterday, Mbalula said the request for the inquiry has already been submitted to the relevant authorities.
Our understanding is that inquests are not conducted in terms of whether the space and time allows or not. If there is a need to do that, it should happen.
A KZN man has begun serving 6 life sentences for mass murder. Stembisi Mthimkhulu gunned down members of his family at their home in Echowe 3 years ago. 2 children, aged 8 and 10 years old, were among the victims. The sentences were handed down in the Pietermaritzburg High Court. And G7 leaders will hold virtual talks today to discuss the fall of the Assad regime. There have been international calls for a peaceful transition after rebels ousted President Bashar al-Assad in an offensive. The new government says the constitution and parliament would be suspended for 3 months. A judicial and human rights committee will be established to introduce amendments. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has traveled to Jordan and Turkey to meet with leaders to discuss stability in Syria. The UK's defense minister says the rebel group that's currently in charge will stay on the government's prescribed terror list for now. John Healy, though, says they'll continue to talk to HTS's leaders.
The most important thing for us now is that the UK plays and will continue to play a full role with allies to see a stable, peaceful, orderly transition. And that requires a political process. It requires dialogue at the heart of it.
26 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Andre Pollard, not sure about his future with the Leicester Tigers. Wins for United and Chelsea in Europe, and the KZN Dobbies take centre stage this weekend in the Betway Prem.